The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
This week's Drama of the Week download is a dark crime serial. November Deadlist, written by Nick Perry, follows a police inquiry into the murder of a church parishioner, with Nicola Walker and Paul Reddy.
Ooh, can't anybody see? We've got a war to fight.
The body of a man has been found in a canal in North London. It was spotted lying in the water at East Quay in King's Cross at dawn this morning. Police have not named the man, but say they are treating the death as suspicious.
Hello, incident room.
You spend all day listening to lies, sifting the chaff from the grain.
Mom!
Yes, tomorrow.
What is it?
Interview one. Thought you'd better hear this.
Some coppers say you develop a sixth sense. You can sniff out a porky. But I don't believe that. What happens is you get lost. You read the wrong signals. In your desperation, you see things very clearly, which are not true.
This is Father Emmanuel.
Hello, I'm Detective Inspector Flood.
Hello, I'm Emmanuel Guerrero, Manu, Father Manu.
What is it you want to see me about, Father?
You are investigating the death of Baptiste Mapundi.
Yes, did you know him?
He was a parishioner.
Okay, so what have you got to tell me?
Are you Catholic?
No.
Okay, I should explain. You see, November, in the Roman Catholic calendar, it is the month of the Holy Souls.
Could you get to the point, Father? Do you have some information regarding the death of Baptiste Mapundi?
Well, I'm trying to explain to you.
I don't need to know about the Roman Catholic calendar.
Do you know what is a November dead list?
No.
Then perhaps you should let me finish. November is the month of the Holy Souls. In November, we have masses for the dead. We leave envelopes. Here is one. At the back of the church. The parishioners take an envelope, make a list of their dead, their parents, grandparents, children, whichever loved ones they wish to be remembered and prayed for. They make the list and return it to me in the envelope. You see it? It says here, November dead list.
Yes, I see.
I take each list. I put them into a book. The book will go on the sanctuary.
Father, okay.
2 weeks ago, I was compiling the Book of the Dead. I have all the envelopes in front of me. I open one envelope, and inside there is a list of people. The people I know. All of them still alive. You see?
Right.
One of them was Baptiste Mapundi. When I heard Baptiste was dead, I thought that I should tell you.
Have you brought the list with you?
I'm sorry.
Where is it?
I threw it away.
Why did you do that?
Because it was 2 weeks ago. Baptiste was still alive.
But didn't you think it was a bit unusual, this list?
No, not really. I thought it was a joke, actually.
A joke?
Yes. People play a lot of jokes on us. I thought it was just another one like that.
Sorry. Who's us?
St. Saviour's.
It's the church on Fortress Road.
Right. So you threw the list away?
Yes, in my waste paper basket. The housekeeper empties it.
How many names were there?
I think five, maybe six. I can't be exactly sure.
Can you remember them?
Terence Arnold, Hank Dateman, Rosina Ferlini, Nguyen Van Thiem.
That's four.
Then Baptiste.
Any more?
I can't remember, I'm not sure. I didn't really take it in.
And these are names that are familiar to you, people you know?
Yes, yes. They are all parishioners.
Have you told anyone about the list?
Just the parish priest, Father Pat.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in, Father. John here will walk you out. John?
Is that all?
Wait there, Father. Mom?
Very entertaining, John. But what do you expect me to do? No evidence, no witnesses, just his word for it.
Don't you think we should just, you know, cover our arses in case there's something in it?
As far as I can see, there's nothing for something to be in. I better do this press conference, OK?
Here she is. Turn it up, John, turn it up. I can't hear it.
Approximately 9 a.m. The body was subsequently identified as that of Baptiste Mapundi, a private car hire driver based in Kentish Town. Mr. Mapundi had been missing from home for the previous 36 hours. He had been working on the night he went missing, and we are currently attempting to trace his fares. He was driving a grey Renault Scenic, registration WCM887. If you think you were picked up by Mr. Mapundi on Tuesday night, we'd like you to get in touch with us on the number you see behind me so that we can rule you out of our inquiries. I'll take any questions.
What nationality was the victim?
He was British.
How was he killed? Did he drown?
I can't comment on that at the moment.
Has his car been found?
Not yet.
Oh, my. Hey. God, I look terrible.
Can I have your autograph, Mum?
Do I sound like I know what I'm talking about?
Very impressive.
Rather than someone up shit creek without a paddle.
Look, why don't we at least go and speak to the parish priest? What harm could it do?
We had nothing. Except a fat man on a slab in the mortuary at Wapping. His body swollen by black canal water, his skull fractured, right hand severed, right foot severed, right eye gouged out, a sports bag full of dumbbell weights tied around his neck with upholstery cord. Still alive when he hit the water, according to the PM.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. Better you change, love.
Piss off, and less of the love.
God bless you.
The winos clustered around the doors to the church like flies on a cow's backside. I presume because they expected charity.
I am sure you will all have heard the shocking news of the death, what looks like the murder, in fact, of a member of our parish community, Baptiste Mapundi. I would ask you all at this time to pray for Baptiste and for his family.
Pray? What bloody good will that do? What bloody good will that do, Father?
All right, Father. Joe, okay.
Bloody good.
Leave him, Frank. Let him be. Joe, listen to me. Well, I'll tell you what good it does, Joe. I remember when you used to stand on the North Bank at Highbury and shout your head off for Arsenal. What good did that do, Joe?
Precious bloody little fellow.
It's something we do together as a community. We say what we hope for. We agree what we hope for. It brings us together. It binds us. It gives us the strength of a common purpose. That's what good it does. Children pray for gifts and favours, but we're not children, Joe. Now, there'll be biscuits and coffee in the parish hall after Mass. Better make Joe's a strong one. Bow your heads and pray for God's blessing.
Father.
Ah, hello. Welcome.
This is my boss, Father Pat. He's the parish priest.
How do you do?
And this is my boss.
Detective Inspector Lynn Flood.
Would you like tea? Come through to the kitchen. Did you wet the tea, Eileen?
I did, Father.
Have you met Eileen? She's the housekeeper. She runs the place, keeps us all in order.
She let us in, yes. So if you're the parish priest, what exactly is Manu?
I'm the curate.
Oh, it's a big parish. We have the luxury of two priests.
I see. So how big is big?
Well, it's not Kilburn, but it's big enough, you know. Five masses on Sunday, if you include the 6 o'clock.
It's a busy house.
There's Aideen, sister Aideen, the parish nun. There's Eileen, though she doesn't live in. We've got a couple of students, thank you, a couple of students from Kenya staying, and an organist from America. We've got her for a year. She's a student at UCL. She gets board and lodging in return for playing at Mass. And then there are all the helpers, of course, the lay people, that's busy enough, all right. Yeah, it's Euston Station. You know, sometimes I long for a little privacy, but there you go. I'll have plenty of that when they finally put me out to grass.
Tell me what you know about Baptiste Mapundi.
Not much, really. You know, he used to help out with the youth club. He was CRB checked, of course. It's incomprehensible, really.
I understand Father Manu has told you about this list he saw, this November dead list.
Yes.
The people named on the list, is there anything that would connect them that you're aware of?
I've thought about it. No.
Any common activity or involvement in anything? Membership of anything?
Not that I'm aware of. Nguyen plays guitar in the folk group. Terence, he's an accountant. He helps out with the books sometimes. Racina, she's one of the ladies who do the jumble sales. And who else?
Hank Dateman.
Yeah, Hank. He's Dutch, I think. He's an architect. He's drawn up plans for the homeless project. Now, we've applied for permission to turn part of the church hall into showers and a laundry for the homeless. You'll have seen we have a problem with that round here.
But as parishioners, these people would know each other?
Not necessarily. By sight, perhaps, but beyond that, I couldn't tell you. You'd have to ask them.
You spend all day listening to lies, sifting the chaff from the grain. Some coppers say you develop a sixth sense, you can sniff out a porky, but I don't believe that. What happens is you get lost. You read the wrong signals. In your desperation, you see things very clearly, which are not true. Terence Arnold, Henk Dateman, Racina Frellini, and Gwion Van Tiem, Baptiste Mapundi. Five names on a list, four living, one dead. If there's a connection between them, something that'd provide a motive for murder, no one can see what it is yet. All right, John.
I'm at Mapundi's flat with Soko, Mum. They found something in one of the bins outside. You must have chucked it away a day or two ago.
Chuck what away?
Do you know what a memorial card is, Mum?
No.
It's a little card. It's normally got a photo of the deceased on it. And it says, in loving memory of whoever, Baptiste Mapundi in this case, and the date of death. Now, this one says, died 23rd of October, 2013.
Yeah.
Which is the day he did die, Mum. People get them made up for funerals or as a keepsake after someone's died sort of thing.
Mm.
Only it looks like Baptiste got his before he died. So I thought, you know, maybe this gives weight to Father Manu's thing. The list. What do you reckon?
Okay. As a precaution, we better notify the people on the list and get them to vacate their normal addresses for a day or two. Can you arrange that, John?
I'll try. Mum, you okay?
Yeah, I think so. Let's just find out what's going on. Okay, if I could have everyone's attention for a moment, please. Thank you. Right, at 0+36 hours, we've got a hard-working, law-abiding citizen named Baptiste Mapundi, male, IC3, age 53. Cause of death, multiple wounds and drowning. Have we got anywhere with the time of death, John?
Somewhere between midnight and 6 a.m. on the 25th of October, that's the...
What about the list of fares?
We've traced every job he was booked on, Mum. Running them and doing house calls.
The car's turned up on a piece of waste ground round the back of Prince of Wales Road. Burnt out. Forensics are working on it, but don't expect much. So, as of now, Mr. Mapundi appears to have been the victim of a random attack, or would do if it wasn't for this dead list, so-called. Terence Arnold, Henk Dateman, Racina Frellini, and Nguyen Van Tiem, an Englishman, a Dutchman, an Italian, and a Vietnamese.
Walked into a pub.
Terence Arnold was Scottish, by the way. I just met him. He's waiting in interview one.
Well, the priest thought it was a joke, didn't he? Our only witness for this particular piece of evidence. I was ready to put him down as a basket case until this little fella turned up at the victim's address. It's a... what did you call it, John?
Memorial card.
Photo of the deceased. Date of death on it. In loving memory. Only it was sent to him before he died.
Nice.
Yes, we like these little Hollywood touches, don't we? The people on the list are all saying they've got no idea why they're on it. And at this moment in time, neither have we. OK, I won't keep you. I want all routes from the canal to that piece of waste ground checked. Simon, speed cameras, CCTV.
Right, boss.
Let's reconvene before close of play.
You spend all day listening to lies, sifting the chaff from the grain. Some coppers say you develop a sixth sense. You can sniff out a porky, but I don't believe that. What happens is you get lost.
OK, Mr. Arnold. Have you any idea why your name appears on this list?
Not a clue.
Can you think of any reason why someone might want to do you harm?
No.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a chartered accountant, in private practice.
What sort of businesses do you deal with?
Small ones, you know, self-employed, freelance, shops, mechanics, cab drivers, actors.
Any quarrels with any of your clients?
No.
Former clients? Any reason one might hold a grudge against you?
No. I'm good at my job.
You're a regular churchgoer?
I am, yes. Fairly.
And I gather you're an active member of the parish?
I suppose so. In what way?
You help them with the books?
Yeah, I do that.
Is there anything else? I mean, membership of any societies, for example?
Societies? What sort of societies? Secret societies, is that what you mean?
Well, yes, if you like.
I'm glad to see you're taking this seriously, Inspector. No, I'm not a member of any secret societies. And if I was, I wouldn't be able to tell you, would I? Otherwise they wouldn't be secret, would they?
I suppose not. Do you know any of the other people named on the list?
Personally, no. I see them around the place, of course, but putting a name to a face, I'd struggle.
OK, well, look, I won't take up any more of your time.
Can I just ask you how long I'll have to stay away from my flat? Only it's really inconvenient at the moment. All my work stuff is there.
We're trying to arrange for officers to keep an eye on you. Just bear with us. Simon, see Mr. Arnold out, will you?
OK.
OK, well, thanks, Inspector. Sergeant.
No problem. What do you reckon?
KG.
Yeah. Come with me. You seem to know a lot about it.
About what?
Memorial cards and such like. Oh. Not Catholic, are you?
Which part of John Mullen from the Archway didn't strike you as Catholic, man?
Well, Irish, I thought.
Same difference.
Is it?
At the Archway, it is.
Practising?
Off and on.
Oh, I'd never have guessed.
That's because I've got the tail nicely tucked away.
How well do you know your Bible, Catholic boy?
Why?
They've just sent me the profiler's report. It's suggesting a religious fixation. Hallmarks of a ritual murder, unquote.
Bloody hell. I'd like his job. How much do we pay these chances?
So what do you think? Anything come to mind? Something from the Bible, maybe?
A pound!
You can have sandwiches, that's all.
Oh,
no money.
Please,
you know that.
Please, missus, or buy a bag, honest to God.
Everything all right? This woman's a police officer. She'll arrest you. Now behave.
I never done nothing. Hello. All right, give me a sandwich.
Wait there. Come in, Inspector. Pat's expecting you.
Thanks. Eileen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Father Pat!
Hello! How are you?
Not bad, thanks. You?
Oh, keeping the right side out, you know.
I wondered if I could have a private word, Father.
Certainly. Come into my office. Would you put the kettle on, please, Eileen?
OK. Here we go. You're, curate.
Manu.
Yes, Manu. You see, he's the only person who's seen this dead list.
Right.
How well do you know him?
We've shared this house for nearly 2 years. I trust him implicitly, if that's what you mean. I know you don't deal in implicit trust.
No.
But I do.
Yeah. Fair enough. OK. One other thing. Slightly strange request, but I wondered if you'd mind casting an eye over the pathologist's report. It's from Mr. Mapundi's autopsy.
I don't have any medical training, you realise that?
Just have a look at it. It's a written report, a couple of diagrams.
Jesus.
Does it mean anything to you, Father?
If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. If thy foot offend thee, cut it off. If thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of heaven with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. From memory. I'd have to check the exact wording. That comes to mind, certainly.
And what about the weight?
The what?
The weight tied around Baptiste Mapundi's neck. The bag of dumbbell weights.
Well, I'd have to think about that one.
Whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. My DS thought of that one on the way over.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be, I suppose.
Who are the little ones which believe in him?
Well, some people would say he's talking about children.
Yeah. Any thoughts?
Why did you come down here today, Inspector? Was it just to press a few buttons, make a few casual insinuations?
Not at all.
This is the shit we have to put up with. I can't walk down the street in my collar these days without risking being spat on and called a paedophile.
Maybe you shouldn't wear your collar.
I don't. Anyway, look, if you'll excuse me, I've got a planning meeting to get to.
You see things very clearly, which are not true. In your desperation, you read the wrong signals. All day, you listen to lies, you listen to people lying, you try to sift the chaff from the grain, and what happens is, you get lost. You get lost.
He took two! It's not fair!
Don't grab, just take one each. Oh, for goodness sake, will you just be patient? One at a time.
Cheerio then, Eileen.
Oh, bye, Inspector.
Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry, love.
Give me that one, I can't eat cheese.
Mickey, just calm down, will you? No one's leaving here empty-handed.
You looking for who killed that fella?
What?
The black fella. The cabbie what got killed, like, murdered, like, right. That's the one, innit?
What about him?
I've seen him. Whatever time in the morning it was, I don't know, I can't tell you right, but I've seen him all right, picking up a geezer just there on the corner.
When?
Late, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, something like that. He picks up your man from the church.
Which one?
The priest, like.
Which priest?
Jeez, I don't know, which priest? How many priests are there? Listen, is there a reward for information?
No.
Look, would you help out an old soldier? A couple of quid, missus.
What's your name?
Joe.
Listen, Joe, I'd like you to come with me to the police station.
No way! No way!
John!
Oh, no. No,
listen,
no.
Joe, you're not in any trouble. Right? I'll make sure you get a few quid, all right? All I want you to do is to repeat what you just said to me.
No, thanks.
John, you help me with him. Come on. Here we go. Right, you stay there, Joe. I'll get you a cup of tea, all right? There are 4 priests in the house. 2 of them are African. He couldn't even say if the man he saw getting into the cab was black or white.
What do you want to do, Mum? ID parade?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to. I'll give him a bell.
Saint Saviors.
Father Emmanuel?
Yes?
Hello, Father. It's Detective Inspector Flood here. I was wondering if I could have a word with Father Pat.
Well, I'm afraid that Father Pat is gone.
Gone? How do you mean?
He left this morning. A taxi came and took him to the airport.
To go where?
To Ireland, to our provincial house.
And where exactly is that?
Drumfin. It's on the west coast of Donegal, near Killybegs.
Oh, Christ on a bike. So when's he coming back?
I don't think he is coming back. I think he has left us.
Left you?
Yes, retired, you know.
I mean, I saw him this morning. I was in the presbytery. He was on his way to a planning meeting.
Well, apparently it was something that he had been thinking about for a long time. He said that he didn't like long goodbyes and he asked me to apologise and explain to the parish.
He gave no hint of this before?
Nothing.
So how can I get in touch with him?
You can phone the house. Hang on, I will give you the number.
Hello, Pat Trines?
Hello, could I speak to Father Pat Glashan, please?
Who should I say is calling?
Detective Inspector Lynn Flood. He'll know what it's in connection with.
OK, I'll see if anyone knows where he is.
Thanks.
Father Pat can't come to the phone at the moment. Is there anything I could help you with? My name's Kevin O'Donoghue. I'm the provincial superior.
Well, I really need to speak to Pat directly. It's regarding a criminal investigation.
I appreciate that, Inspector, but I can't force him to speak into the phone.
Look, with all due respect, Mr. O'Donoghue, if he won't speak to me on the phone, then he might have to speak to me face to face, under caution.
Okay, well, I'll pass that on, shall I?
If you would.
I'll get him to call you back if he changes his mind.
Okay, right. Thanks.
Sorry about that, Inspector.
Simon?
Yes, Mum?
Nearest airport to Drumfin, County Donegal. Get me a ticket for a flight leaving no later than 5 p.m. today.
Yes, Mum.
And notify the local guards. Don't want to tread on any toes.
Okay.
Actually, make that 2 tickets.
2?
I'm taking Father Manu with me.
Can't anybody see?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you on board this Airgel flight 84A to Carrickfinn. We are about to depart, so I would ask you this.
Do you want to pray?
What?
I'm just kidding. You seem a little tense.
No, I'm fine.
I hope this won't be a wasted journey.
I'm sure it won't be.
But it's possible he will refuse to speak to me, right?
I know, but he trusts you implicitly.
Really?
That's what he told me. That surprised you?
A little.
Why is that, then?
There is something which I think you should know.
Can it wait?
Why, what's wrong?
Jesus.
Are you okay?
I'm not a good flyer.
Come on, it's the safest form of transport.
Yeah, unless you're on the one that bloody crashes.
Relax. Hold my hand.
No, thanks.
It's there if you want it.
I'm not some pathetic bloody woman.
Well, you are kind of pathetic.
Piss off.
Now, look, look. We're flying, see?
It's all right for you. You've got the big fella looking out for you.
Yeah, sure. Do you know how many churches have collapsed on top of people singing hymns and praying? I don't think God works like that.
Well, at least you've got heaven to look forward to if it all goes tits up.
I very much doubt it.
Oh, don't tell me you're one of these atheist priests, Father.
No, no, of course not. It's just, you know, the whole afterlife thing. I don't have much time for that.
You don't believe in heaven?
Yes, I believe in heaven, but I believe this is it. Here, now.
God, I hope not.
You see, you're more religious than I am.
I was only joking.
Yeah, sure, that's what they all say.
Do they know you're out? So what was it you wanted to tell me? You said you wanted to tell me something.
Right, yes. I made some inquiries. I spoke to some contacts in the administration of our order. This is in the strictest confidence. They told me that many years ago, in the start of his ministry, Father Pat was moved between parishes. He was in a certain parish for only a short time, and then he was moved. And this happened more than once. Of course, what this signifies, I don't know.
How long ago?
A long time. 30 years at least.
And who told you this?
People I know was in the chancery of the Petrine Order. Not here, but in my country.
But who, exactly?
I promised that I wouldn't say. Anyway, if you ask them, they will deny it.
And when did you speak to them?
This week, because of everything that is happening.
You didn't mention it to Father Pat before he left?
No, of course not.
Okay, well, thanks. That's useful to know.
Don't mention it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Donegal International Airport.
Hello.
If you've any luck to collect...
Inspector Flood?
Yes.
I'm Jerry McGarvey. I'm a sergeant at the barracks in Killybegs. They asked me to come out and meet you.
Ah, that's very kind. This is Father Emmanuel.
How are you, Father?
Nice to meet you.
Do you have any bags?
Nope, just this.
Okay. Come with me, please.
Nice weather for the time of year.
What we call a soft day.
I see.
Okay, Inspector, I'm obliged to ask you if you understand the terms of your visit to our country this fine day.
I think so. I'm investigating the murder of a man in North London.
I understand Pat Glashan is an Irish citizen and subject to Irish law, so I have no powers of arrest or detention.
Is Father Pat a suspect in your investigation?
Well, he wasn't. But he did jump on a plane without warning and then refused to speak to me on the phone, so...
It's suspicious behaviour, is it?
Kind of. I'm sure he'll be able to account for himself.
Hmm. Well, I've been tasked to monitor your investigation, but I promise it'll be a light touch.
Good. I like a light touch.
Aye. It's just up here.
Hello. I'm Father Kevin. We spoke on the phone.
Yes, you're the superior something.
Provincial superior. Head honcho, whatever you like to call it.
Wonderful house you have here.
Great, isn't it? It's like the house out of Psycho, I always think, when you're driving up that road. Where are you staying, by the way?
I'm booked into a B&B in Killybegs.
And I will take my usual bare, unheated cell, if that's all right with you.
Of course it is, Father. I'll put a mint on your pillow myself.
So how is the patient?
Keeping to his room.
Look, why don't I go and speak with him, and then I will come back to you, okay?
Yeah, fine. Well, if you wouldn't mind.
Won't be a minute.
Do you have a phone I could use? Only I don't seem to be able to get a signal.
No, you won't up here. Oh. Use the phone in my office through there. You need to dial 00...
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Incident room.
It's me, John.
Hey, good flight.
Yeah, great. How are things at the ranch?
We had to release O'Hagan.
Who?
The witness. Joe. Your man, the drunk.
Oh, him.
I gave him 20 quid from the float. He's under instructions to report back tomorrow, but whether he will or not...
He won't stray far from that church.
What about there?
I'm waiting to see Glashan. Now listen, I want you to run a PNC check on him.
Patrick Glashan, yeah?
Yeah. A little bird tells me he was moved between parishes a bit at the start of his career, about 30 years ago.
Aye.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just see what you can pull up.
Right you are, Mum.
How are the names? Have you checked up on them?
Yeah, they're all right. One or two starting to moan a bit, but apart from that... There's something they ain't telling us, Mum. Any money you like, they're holding something back. I can see it in their eyes and their body language.
That's fear.
Yeah, well...
I've got to go. I've got to go, OK?
OK, Mum.
OK. He wants me to hear his confession, then he will speak to you.
So how long will that take?
I will hear his confession tonight, then he will speak to you, he says, first thing in the morning.
Okay, well, 8:30 a.m, how does that sound?
Fine. I'm sure he will agree.
How does he seem?
I don't know. Different, somehow.
Yes, his mind's somewhere else. He's not the usual Pat at all.
No.
Ah, sure. A good night's sleep and an Ulster fry, that cures most things, right, Father?
Yes, true.
Hello?
Hi, it's Manu.
Is everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine. Is your room okay?
Yes, thanks. Mm-hmm. Is that why you called?
No. I thought as it is your first night in a strange town, perhaps you would like some company.
Really?
Yes, why not? I could show you the site.
Of Killybegs?
Yes, it's where we are.
All right. But no funny business, OK?
Of course. I'm a Roman Catholic priest.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Where are you?
Downstairs, in the reception.
God, you're confident.
Hi.
One condition. No discussing the reason I'm here, all right?
Sure. No shop talk.
Good. OK.
So, what would you like to do?
Could I just say that I really hate Irish music? Hello? Hello? What do you have to do to get served in this place?
Most of the people in here are Russian.
What?
Russian!
Look, seriously, can we go somewhere else?
What?
Russian.
Russian, are they? Why's that, babe?
They work on the big factory ships that come here to the docks. They like to drink and they like Irish music.
Well, I'm still not convinced. It all sounds like one tune to me, and I don't really like the tune.
The funny thing is that most of the Irish people here are at a Tchaikovsky concert tonight.
Are they?
No.
You are a very strange man.
Would you like to eat?
I've eaten.
Oh, okay. At least it stopped raining.
I don't wish to be churlish, madam. It really is a very nice bus shelter, but it's only actually protecting us from the waist up.
Maybe the rain will change direction.
Look, I'm wondering whether I should head back.
Okay, I'll walk with you.
Oh. Can we run, actually?
Okay.
Yeah. Go on. Yeah. Oh, I am now officially soaked to the skin.
Me too. I'd better call a taxi.
Oh, come on, let's at least have a drink. Is the bar open, Brian?
It is now. Follow me, I'll bring you a couple of towels. Oh.
Isn't it a bit weird having people call you father?
No, it's a privilege. And yeah, it's a bit weird, I suppose, when they're old enough to be my own parents.
And you don't mind not being a real father?
Not at the moment, but who knows what will happen. I'm still a human being. Are you married?
Nope, not at the moment.
But you have been?
No, married to the job.
Snap.
So what happens, I mean, this whole celibacy thing? I've always wondered. I mean, what do priests do when they, you know, when they get the urge?
What do you do?
Well, that's a bit of a personal question, isn't it?
Yes, it is, isn't it? Okay, well, I really should get back to the house for Vespers.
Right, well, thanks for a lovely evening. I'll see you in the morning, first thing, 8:30.
Yeah, we managed to avoid shop talk.
Yes.
Morning, ma'am. Would you like some coffee?
Oh, thanks.
Inspector.
Jerry, what's up?
You better come with me. Pat Leshen's dead. He was found in his room this morning.
You're joking.
No, I wish I was.
But the abbot?
Yeah, he hanged himself apparently. Well, looks like he did. Come on, hang on up there now.
That's how we found him. We couldn't get the door open to begin with.
Nobody else could have done it.
No. I mean, it wouldn't be impossible, I suppose, but it'd be bloody difficult. And I mean, who'd want to? Sounds like he was mixed up with something in London, right? Something that'd give him a reason for suicide?
Oh, possibly. Look, will you let me know if your socko's come up with anything?
Of course.
Where's Father Emmanuel? Do you know?
He's in the chapel. I'll take you there.
Manu. You okay?
Yeah, I'm... I don't know. I can't quite... I just hope I didn't say anything wrong, that's all.
I'm sure you didn't, Father.
How was he when you left him?
He was okay, I thought. He made his confession and I gave him absolution. Obviously, he was serious, somber.
What did he tell you?
What do you mean?
In his confession, did he tell you anything that might indicate, I don't know, that he was about to do harm to himself? Or something that might be relevant to my investigation?
You are asking me about this confession?
Yes.
But you must realise I can't comment on that. You understand the seal of the confessional?
Yes, of course, but surely these are extraordinary circumstances.
The circumstances are irrelevant. I cannot break the seal of the confessional. Whatever Pat said to me, it must rest with me. In my head. I'm sorry, Inspector. I can't tell you anything.
I'm bloody furious with him. I can't speak too loud because he's sitting across the aisle.
Right.
I've a good mind to nick him once we've landed.
Will it help the investigation?
No, but it'll make me feel a lot bloody better.
So Pat Glashan confessed to him?
Pat Glashan confessed to him. Well, no, not confessed to him. Made his confession.
Right.
Then he tops himself, or so it would appear. Now, this priest says he can't tell me what he said.
Well, that is correct, Mum. It's the seal of the confessional. It's privileged information.
I'll give him privilege. This is a live inquiry. There's someone out there threatening to kill people who's already killed one person, and this Burke's telling me he can't pass on information which might help us catch him.
I can actually hear you, by the way.
Madam, could you switch off your mobile phone, please? We're about to take off.
Yeah, okay. Oh, right, we're taking off. I'll see you.
Right, have a good flight.
Inspector? Are you okay?
Furious. Bloody furious.
Welcome back, Mum.
Right, where have we got to?
Well, this is interesting. We pulled up some stuff about Patrick Glashan from PNC, BOB 25943. 1980, Nottingham, caution for gross indecency. 1981, Manchester, importuning in a public toilet, £75 fine. It's quite a lot like that, and nothing later than 1985.
Is that it? Cottaging.
Oh, looks like it. It matches the dates he was moved between parishes, more or less.
Well, that's a bit of an anticlimax.
I know, that's what he said when he was arrested.
So they moved him because he was behaving promiscuously.
Quiet, everyone! Can I have your attention, please? They found another body. Thames Estuary. Sounds like our man. Same signature mutilations.
How is that possible? I thought we had them all under observation.
We have. It can't be our bloke.
It's the same MO, apparently.
Check. Phone round.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Dave, it's John. Is everything okay there? Well, when did you last have eyes on your man?
Where is it, Simon?
Well, can you
All Hallows.
Knock on his door?
Where the bloody hell's that?
Thanks. North Kent.
I'm not going in there. I'll ruin my shoes. You go.
Why should I go? What about my shoes?
You're a man. Your shoes don't matter.
You being serious? These are Church's triple sole. £380 a pair.
How much?
Hang on. Marlon. Right. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Liam. Right, that's all of them accounted for except for Terence Arnold. They saw his light go out last night around 11. No sign of him this morning.
Have they been in to check?
They kicked the back door in. No one home.
Okay, Christ. Well, this has got to be him then, hasn't it?
Looks like it.
What a cock-up. I can't believe it. Right under our bloody noses.
D.I. Flood?
Yes.
Hello. D.I. Hooper, Kent CID. Not joining us on the mudflats then?
Well, if it's all the same to you, we didn't bring our wellies. What can you tell us?
Well, it's the body of a white female, late 30s, early 40s, I guess.
Hang on, a woman? Are you sure?
Quite sure, yeah. They'll bring her in as soon as the photographer's finished.
Have we seen Rosina Ferolini this morning?
Yeah. It can't be her.
Well, if it isn't her, then who the hell is it?
Wanda Domkowska.
So you do know the name?
Oh, yes. Merde.
Was she a parishioner too?
Yes. She was a Polish lady. A very nice lady.
But she wasn't on the list.
She was, but I forgot. God forgive me. I knew it. I said it at the time, didn't I? I told you I wasn't sure I'd remembered all of the names.
Did she have any family?
She has a son, yes. There is something wrong with him. I think he is in some kind of a home.
Manu, you must see now, whatever Pat Glashan said to you in that confession, it could be relevant to our investigation. It could help to save another life.
No. Look, I cannot do it, okay? If I break the seal of the confessional, if I pass on information that was given to me in confidence, then no one will come to confess. No one, ever. The spell is broken. All the good we can do will be lost because no one will trust us anymore.
No one trusts you anyway, in case you hadn't noticed.
Well, okay.
Nicely done, boss. You got the moves.
I think we should tug him.
Really?
Who is the only person to have actually laid eyes on this dead list?
Manu.
Right. We have no physical evidence that it ever actually existed. Just his word for it.
True.
Secondly, who was the last person to see Pat Glashan alive?
Again, Manu.
No one saw Pat between the time he made his confession to Manu and the time he was found dead, right?
So is Manu a suspect?
I think he's got to be.
You see things very clearly, which are not true.
You spend all day listening to lies, sifting the chaff from the grain. Some coppers say you develop a sixth sense, you can sniff out a porky. But I think that's not the case. What happens is you get lost. Do you understand why you're here, Father? Father.
It's my fault.
What do you mean by that?
Vanda Domkowska. Her name was on the list. I forgot it. So you did not protect her.
Yes, but that's not why you're here.
She has a son. He's very disabled. He relies on her.
Oh, I'm sure that he will be looked after.
Nothing replaces the love of a parent. Once that is gone, nothing in the world can replace it.
Manu, you told me that you had made inquiries about Father Pat's past. You'd found out that he'd been moved between parishes. Do you know why he was moved?
No.
Would it surprise you to learn that he was arrested for importuning men in public places, toilets, in other words?
Yes.
Did you know that he was gay?
I didn't know what he was.
What's your feeling about gay people, Father?
The Catholic Church could not survive without them, in ministry, in the laity.
And what about Father Pat? How did you get on with him personally?
I loved him.
You okay?
Yes.
Do you want to stop?
No. There is something I have to tell you.
Okay.
They confessed to me.
Who did?
Terence Arnold, Henk Dateman, Rosina Frellini, Nguyen Van Thiem, Baptisma Pundi. They came to me and they made their confessions.
Right. Vanda Domkowska?
Yes, her as well.
Manu, you have to tell me. What did they confess to?
You know I cannot. I've told you everything I can tell you. They confessed.
Manu.
And I received something in the post this morning, which disturbs me. It is a memorial card, but you can see it's for me. I mean, my name, my picture. And the date of death is...
today.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's another joke, of course, but it disturbs me.
Stay here. John, can you get an evidence bag? Father Manu's received one of those memorial cards.
Blimey.
Get it looked at, please.
Right. Terence Arnold's waiting in too.
Okay. Oh, I'll have a quick word. Make some tea for Manu, will you? Tell him I won't be long.
So, what? Am I a suspect now?
It's a perfectly straightforward question, Mr. Arnold. Where were you last night if you weren't at home? You were supposed to be under police protection.
I went for a walk, okay? I'd been inside the flat for the last 2 days. I fancied a breath of fresh air.
At midnight?
Yes.
You didn't have to creep out, did you?
I didn't creep out.
You could have informed our officer. He would have gone with you. Instead, you switched off your bedroom light as if you'd gone to sleep and crept out the back way.
If I'm not a suspect, why are you talking to me like this?
Because it's odd behaviour.
I just wanted some space, all right? Is that so difficult to understand? I'm used to being independent, not asking people for permission to go for a bloody stroll.
At midnight.
Whatever.
And where did you go exactly?
I didn't go anywhere. I went for a walk.
Where did you walk to?
Right. Okay. Let's see. I went up Fortress Road to the tube station. Then I hung a right down the main drag.
Past the bull?
Yeah.
So you'd be on their security cameras if we checked, would you?
I don't know. I guess I would, yeah.
You would?
Wait. No. Actually, now I think about it, I didn't get as far as the bull. I turned off before then. Down one of those residential...
Where did you go then?
I told you. Nowhere. I was just walking.
Until 8:15 in the morning?
Yes.
But why would anyone spend the entire night walking the streets of North London?
Well, they might if they couldn't sleep.
You couldn't sleep?
I sometimes suffer from insomnia.
Oh, I know what that's like. You been to the doctor about it?
They'd only give me drugs. I don't take drugs.
Not even for a headache?
That's right.
So what stops you sleeping?
Huh?
What plays on your mind and stops you sleeping?
Just, I don't know, work, you know.
Sorry, Mum. Kent Police are on the phone. They've got a time of death.
Excuse me, will you?
Am I under arrest?
No.
Right. Well, in that case, I'm going home.
Just 5 minutes, Mr. Arnold.
Look, no. I'm self-employed. I'm not like you, getting paid whether the work gets done or not. If it doesn't get done, I don't get paid. So, you know where to find me.
Hello, Flood.
Hi, it's D.I. Hooper from Kent CID.
Hi.
Just to let you know what our path lab's saying, I'll send you the file, but the headline is she was in the water for anything up to 72 hours. OK.
As long as that?
They're calculating point of entry, but it could have been quite a way upstream, as far up as the city.
OK, thanks for that.
You're welcome. We'll be in touch. I'll send you the file.
Right, bye.
Well?
She could have been dead before I went to Ireland.
You still think Manu could have been involved?
No. That seems more ridiculous the more I think about it. Did you get that evidence bag down to forensics?
Yes, Mum. Which reminds me. Guess what they found in van der Damkowska's flat?
Another memorial card?
Yeah. Doing a house to house.
Where does she live?
Darbney Street. It's a right turn off Fortress Road, just before the ball. Here.
Mm. That's interesting. Terence Arnold walked down that street last night, sometime around midnight. Did Father Manu get his cup of tea?
Oh, no, I forgot. I'll ask him how he takes it. Mum? He's gone.
This is Father Emmanuel. Please leave a message after the tone.
Manu, it's Inspector Flood here. Could you call me on this number, please? Thanks.
St. Saviour's.
Hello, Eileen. It's Detective Inspector Flood here.
Oh, hello, Inspector.
Listen, Eileen, I'm in a bit of a hurry. I'm looking for Father Manu.
Well, the last time I saw him, he said he was going to see you.
Ah, OK. Well, if you see him, can you ask him to give me a call, please?
OK, Inspector, I'll do that.
Thanks. And listen, I'm so sorry about Father Pat.
I spoke to Dave. It says Terence Arnold got home about 10 minutes ago and went indoors.
OK.
He'll keep us updated.
Hang on. Hang about.
What's that?
Text from Manu.
There is evil in the world and it must be confronted.
Ooh. Can't anybody see?
Terence Arnold, Henk Dateman, Racina Frellini, and Gwion Van Tiem. You see things very clearly, which are not true.
They confessed to me.
Baptiste Mapundi, Vanda Domkowska.
They came to me and made their confessions.
Text from Manu.
There is evil in the world and it must be confronted. Tell him that's our job. Let me help. Yeah, that'll do.
Call Dave again. In fact, why don't you go down there and sit with him? I don't want Arnold slipping out the back way again.
Right.
Oh, hello, Inspector.
Any sign of Manu?
I'm afraid not. You could try Terence Arnold. He said he had to see him about something this afternoon.
At his flat?
Yeah. Or his office.
His office?
He has a little office on the high street, above the hairdressers.
Terence! Mr. Arnold! It's the police! Open the door! Open the door now, Terence. I want to speak to Father Emmanuel. Is he in there? Is he all right, Terence? India Foxtrot 745 to control.
Go ahead, India Foxtrot 745.
Control, I'm at 33 Fortress Road, NW5, top floor flat. Possible disturbance inside, but I can't get in. I'm going to try the fire escape. Could you send uniform backup, please?
Watch.
Terence! Manny, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I was just watching this.
How's Terence?
How does he look?
Dead.
Yes, he's dead.
What happened?
I killed him.
You did?
Yes.
Why? Manu, did he attack you? You're bleeding, Manu.
It's okay. They are self-inflicted. I was just experimenting.
Experimenting?
Yes.
Why did you stab him, Manu? Were you defending yourself?
I want you to watch something. It's on his laptop. I'll just bring it up. That's why. You see? He came to me for absolution. They all did. Terence Arnold, Henk Dateman, Rosina Frullini, Nguyen Van Thiem, all of them, Baptiste Mapundi, they came to me. They confessed their sins, and I made a list. Of course, not an actual list. I didn't write it down.
Manu, we have to call the paramedics.
No, we don't.
He could still be alive, Manu.
I don't care.
Let me check his pulse.
Get back from him.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere.
Please, take a seat.
Manu, seriously, you're bleeding quite a lot.
Sit down. When I first came to London, I kept seeing these buses, the red buses, with the advertising sign saying, there probably isn't a God, so relax and enjoy your life. You know? And I thought, this must be irony, right? The British sense of humour. You are saying to all the thieves, the armed robbers, the child molesters, the wife beaters, the murderers, hey, there probably isn't a God, so relax and enjoy your life. You are putting this on the side of a bus?
Manu, let me...
Please be quiet and listen. I am making my confession. Be true to yourself. This is what I hear the young people saying always. Be true to your own nature, and if your nature happens to be the nature of someone who enjoys cruelty, go ahead, be cruel. No, Manu, we don't mean that, but it's what you say, right? Don't worry, enjoy your life. There probably isn't a God, you will get away with it. And it made me think. And I thought, you know, yes, they are right. Because every few weeks someone will come to me for reconciliation, what you probably call confession, and they will confess to me something that makes my blood run cold. Something sexual, usually. Internet, pornography, children, neglect. Oh, Father, my 5-year-old son was complaining of toothache, but I took him to school anyway because there is a man at work who I'm interested in, and I think he may be interested in someone else, so I really didn't want to take the morning off just to take my son to the dentist, so I gave him aspirin. Child aspirin, of course. And I took him to school, and the school phoned at lunchtime to say he had to go to hospital because of the pain, and it was an abscess. Well, how was I supposed to know it was an abscess, Father? I'm not a doctor, am I? So then I had to leave work early to go and get him from the hospital, so it was all a waste of time because the man I'm interested in then went for a drink with the other woman and that was the end of my chances. And now I feel bad, Father, I feel bad, so please could you give me absolution? And I give them absolution. This scum, I give it to them. What good have I done? To give absolution from betrayal? Betrayal of wives? From prostitution? From hitting a wife? From hitting a child? From humiliation? The invisible currency of everyday life for ordinary people. None of them monsters. None of them Hitler or Satan. Jesus, I mean, people complain about the Catholic Church's obsession with sex, but just look around you. Look! The damage it causes, the parents it takes away from children, the husbands it takes away from wives, the people whose confidence is destroyed, whose trust, whose ability to be happy is crushed for the rest of their lives because a man wanted to enjoy life,
To have sex with a woman he is not married to look at child pornography while his children sleep in the next room. And so to prison he goes. Or to live with another woman, and it is someone else who must bear the cost, now and for the rest of their lives. And all because a man cannot be continent, cannot be satisfied with one woman. And this man comes to me for absolution. And I have to give it to him. I have to. Because in that moment, he is contrite. In that moment. 10 hours later, he's in the pub relaxing and enjoying life. Talking to a woman he wants to have sex with, relaxing and enjoying life. But hey, let's not make him feel bad about it, because we are here not to be kind to each other, not to be gentle with each other, not to take care of each other, but to enjoy ourselves, to relax. And in all this, what have I done? What have I done? I have helped people to stop worrying. Rosina Frolini, her name has been changed. She has a new identity because her husband is serving 16 years for drug trafficking. Millions of pounds of heroin, millions. And they never found the money, not a penny. And she has a big, shiny car, and her children go to private school. And she comes to me, and she asks me for absolution. And Henk Dateman, he knocked a woman down on the pedestrian crossing and he kept driving because he was drunk, you know? He didn't want to be breathalyzed and he felt bad about it, so he came to me for absolution. And Baptiste Mapundi, one night he was driving home with a drunk woman in the back of his cab and...
What did he do?
What do you think he did? Why do you think he was asking me for absolution? And then to see him smiling on the high street, chatting to the flower seller and laughing without a care in the world, without a worry, enjoying his life.
Why did you kill Father Pat?
He heard my confession. He said I should go to the police and hand myself in. He said if I didn't, he would do it himself. He would break the seal of the confessional and tell you what I had done.
So you killed him?
Yes, of course I did. And now you are going to tell people what I have done.
Well...
Well, what? What I have told you must remain between us. Do you understand? The work that I am doing, it must continue. They will come to me, these people with bad consciences, and they must be allowed to come. They will tell me what they will tell no other. And I will give them penance.
Manu.
This work must go on.
No. 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 No!
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Grant our brother Terence a place of rest and peace where the world of dust and ashes has no dominion. Confirm us in our hope that he will be created anew on the day when you will raise him up in the glory to live with you and all the saints forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Nice service, Father.
Ah, thank you, Sergeant.
You seem well. You're recovering.
I have some stitches still to take out, but yes, I can't complain.
To be honest, I'm amazed you agreed to do this today, in the circumstances.
Well, you know, I think it's important to bear witness in whatever small way.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to ask you. I would like, if possible, to speak at Inspector Flood's funeral. Nothing religious, of course. I know she was not like that, but I would like to make a tribute because she saved my life.
Well, I'll pass the message on, Father. I'm sure that'd be much appreciated.
Thank you, John, if you would do that for me.
You spend all day listening to lies, sifting the chaff from the grain. Some coppers say you develop a sixth sense. You can sniff out a porky. But I think that's crap. What happens is you get lost. You read the wrong signals. In your desperation, you see things very clearly, which are not true.
In November Deadlist by Nick Perry, Detective Inspector Lynn Flood was played by Nicola Walker. Father Manu was Paul Reddy. John was Steve Toussaint. Father Pat, Dermot Crowley. Terence, John Norton. And Simon, Arthur Hughes. Jerry was Stephen Hogan. Kevin, Sean Murray. Eileen, Carolyn Pickles. And the journalist was Caris Aleri. The director was Sasha Yevtushenko.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.